BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Scott Mills Daily. Now, I'm going to be honest, Scott ran off straight after the show. He was on the breakfast show this morning with Greg, because obviously all of this escape room stuff has been going on, and he left the studio so quickly, he didn't have time to record the podcast opener today. So it's just me. Listen, the whole show was about the escape room. Greg's currently in it. We did our best to solve it. It involved me going to his house as well, which was just a great opportunity to get my clothes off and have a good look around. Enjoy.
Scott Mills. Radio 1's Escape Room.
Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello.
So, it all unfolded early this morning at 7:40. A man led Greg away, put him in a car in a blindfold. Then he was outside for a bit and then went down to the Radio 1 escape room where he still is.
This is a funny one, isn't it? Because genuinely, we knew nothing about this. So it was funny hearing all this play out this morning, knowing, right, well, that's my day sorted. We need to sort of get him out of this escape room now.
A bit of behind the scenes for you, right? So every morning at 5:45, Greg's team, the Radio 1 breakfast team, all have a meeting. So I was there for that meeting this morning because I was in on the show. And the meeting was like, right, well, we can't tell you anything.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely pointless meeting. If you're watching on the Radio 1 website at the moment, Greg is trying to do a puzzle and it's really infuriating people that are watching.
Oh, it's so infuriating. Thing is, I'm super competitive as well, so I want this solved during this show.
Someone's like, for goodness sake, tell him to start with the edges. He'll be there all week at this rate.
It's like he's never done one before.
Hello, Greg.
Why don't you shove it up your arse?
it's got to that point now. You okay?
There's no picture to go on. So that's why it's quite difficult to do. Anyway, hi,
it's
guys.
But it's the edges first, isn't it? You know that.
Yeah, I am doing the... I've put it into colours first, and I'm doing the edges. But yes, I was just trying to see if there was anything I could do. I've also been trying to... The problem is, there's almost too many tweets and ideas, so I'm sort of quite addicted to looking at people going, oh, what if it's this, and what if it's that, or whatever. But so far, a few leads, but I really... Boys, I really need your help today. Big time.
I think we'll get it done on this show. We're good like that.
Okay, right. Talk to me about Greg's house, because Marcus Mumford was on earlier.
It's not the worst idea, this. We were having a meeting before the show, and we were like, what can we as a show do to give us an advantage and everyone listening an advantage? So we put a tweet out saying, has anyone got a psychic pet? We thought we could go down that route. And then Marcus Mumford stepped up and mentioned about this idea of your house, and perhaps if we could get into your house, there might be something in there which gives some kind of clue or just takes our minds in a different direction. I actually think it's a brilliant idea.
And you have passed the keys to us.
Yeah, look... And at this stage, I'm fairly desperate, and I don't know what that will achieve. But if you want to, have a snoop around,
definitely. But also, I think whoever's put you in the box knows everything about you. They know your PIN code. They've done a lot of research, so I imagine they've been to your place as well. Yeah. You never know; it could help. At the very least, Scott, it's a great excuse to have a snoop around Greg's house.
I mean, that's really what I want from this.
But that's what you... Is that really helping or is that a distraction?
I don't care. It's just a excuse to look around your house.
Okay. Well, fine. Be careful.
We're thinking of taking a UV light with us in case there's any kind of clues that are written on the walls.
You never know.
Or on the bed or anything.
The clues could be all there.
We've really got to search. So anyway, I'm up for going if you're up for letting me go, Scott.
I'm cute.
Shall we do this?
When are we doing it now?
Can we... Yes?
What are you... Okay. Look, do you know what? My brain is quite addled at the moment,
also,
so just do what you want.
We're thinking that he might just snoop around naked.
Why would you be naked?
Just because I'm going to sit on your sofa naked, Justin.
Why? That's
Radio
not helping.
One's escape room. One!
But lol, though.
Well, I suppose a bit lol.
Okay, off you go, Chris.
Scott Mills.
Things are really escalating here at Radio 1, Greg. I know you're still in the Radio 1 escape room, but someone just came in and threw some keys in Chris Stark's face and went, go! And I believe they're the keys to your house.
Cool.
So he's on his way around there.
Oh,
now.
Maybe it's my alarm code.
Oh!
No one would know that. And I'm not announcing it. Again.
I think they know everything, yeah. They must do, because like, otherwise, yeah. Because Chris needs to get in and switch off the alarm, no?
I can do it remotely.
Of course you can.
Rob in Swansea
has got some ideas. He's just guessed a number. A load of listeners have actually guessed a number. Was there a number in a song that you just played?
I don't know.
There was a song. A few people are saying 24736. Oh, that's 247365.
Oh.
Is it in that Katy Perry song?
That is, I mean, that would be clever, but that is...
Does she say 247365?
Yeah, she does, yeah. That's right. My tune of the week.
Okay, well, maybe that's...
It wouldn't be that.
Well, no.
Maybe. Should we try it?
Well, I might as well give it a go. Hang on, let me move over to my little keypad.
Off you go.
Here we go. Just so we can eliminate it. 247365.
Surely that's too obvious. Must be getting really bored of fail now.
I'm getting slightly concerned that gets louder every time.
Yeah,
they keep turning that up.
Matt in Cumbria, hello.
Hello.
Help us! Hiya. We need all the Radio 1 listeners to help. What are you saying, Matt?
I think I've cracked it.
Matt, that's a bold move. What have you got?
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, obviously we've had the link to the stars with the artists and the songs, so immediately I thought of everything to do with space.
Space.
And then
everything to do with space.
Yes.
Good.
Well, I narrowed it down because there's the wave symbols on the wall, which I thought were to do with the moon.
Okay.
So
okay.
From that, I started Googling the facts about the moon, and obviously there's the one of the biggest things to happen was the first man to walk on the moon,
yes,
Neil Armstrong.
It's pretty big.
And the biggest fact that jumped out at me was that he first stepped on the moon at 10:56. Which is the time that's on the clock in the room.
I mean, you've really, you've gone deep into the Google, haven't you?
That's true. Yes, okay.
Yes. So
all right.
I think the code is the date that man first walked on the moon.
Okay, which is?
Oh, wow.
200769.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. This is brilliant.
That's so well done. Thank
okay,
you, Matt.
Okay, 200769.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott Mills. Anna in Southampton says, cannot stop listening, cannot stop watching. You can see Greg in his escape room on the Radio 1 website. She's finding the puzzle that he's trying to do fairly painful to watch. But also, can't stop watching. Chris Stark, where are you?
Hello. Well, I'm in a car on the way to Greg's house at the moment. I just think anything that can give us a slight advantage might be of use.
Okay, so what are we going to look for? What's the plan when we get there?
Well, I think when we get in, because whoever put Greg in the box has been to his house. I don't know what lengths they've really gone to with the whole thing. So I'm just going to have a good look around. I'll go through all the drawers. Mm. I really will be very thorough about this, Scott.
Because these people, they know everything.
They know everything. But also, as we were saying before the show, it's just the perfect opportunity, almost as a sidebar, to have a good look around his place. And we're nosy like that. Mm. And also, I'm a thrill seeker, so I'm just going to take my clothes off and really make myself at home. This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Still struggling with that puzzle, my darling.
I'm getting so much grief from this puzzle. There's no picture to go off, and also it's incomplete, almost certainly.
Really?
So it's not, I don't think it's even, I think it might even just be a massive red herring. But yes, thank you for all your very patronising advice on Twitter. I'm very much appreciating it. It's not making me angry at all.
No.
So here are the clues so far. We have actually got some good leads from stuff and a good way to sort of retrain your thinking if you are invested in this, which I'm very pleased that you all are, by the way, even if you're slagging me off. I mean, that's the point. Look, I said it would be awful for me and funny for you. So everything's fair game, to be honest. What, Stark's on the way to my house, is he?
He's on the way. I think he's just arriving now.
Can't wait. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I got a message through from my captors and it said, don't go for the moon. Reach for the stars. We also have a star theme with all those artists that we found in the Hangman thing. So Ellie Goulding, Tiny Tim, Kendrick Lamar, Coldplay, One Republic and Lady Gaga have all got songs that have got star in them, starry-eyed,
yeah,
sky full of stars, all that kind of stuff. That guy, Matt, who called up before the news at 1:30, his idea was really interesting about the moon landings, and the date of the moon landing was the... Oh, I don't know, I've lost that piece of paper now. 30.09.67. No, that was Radio 1. No, where's the moon landing?
No, 20.07.69.
Yeah, 20th of July, 69. And then he also mentioned that the clock on the wall was 10:56. It's frozen at 10:56, which is the time that they landed on the moon. So that's quite interesting. I think there's a... Well, there is almost certainly a space theme with this today. So that's what we need. We need help to try and unpackage that a little bit.
At your house, someone says, this is Gemma from Lincoln, do you by chance have a telescope?
I actually don't have a telescope, no. Surprisingly, I don't have a telescope.
Okay, because maybe it could be the serial number or model number of telescope so you could properly look at the stars.
Good. That's a good way of thinking.
But there isn't one.
No, there is... There is a... Weirdly, there is something that could be helpful. When Stark's there, I will talk him through something because I've just had a brainwave that there is... It would be a real stab in the dark if someone had been into my bedroom and seen the thing that's on the wall. But there is a space thing on the wall.
Oh, okay, here we go. Caitlin from Reading says, Scott, Chris needs to make sure he searches the fridge. That's where my family keep all the clues. Someone says, look in the bedroom under his bed or in small spaces where letters or small clues to help could be. I've just heard that Chris Stark has just gone through your front door at your house. We'll speak to him next.
Scott Mills.
Chris Stark, hello.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
I understand you are in Greg James's house right now.
I'm here, yeah. I'm at the top of his house. I've gone in. I've had a little look around. But we've not been here very long, so I'm planning on exploring thoroughly now.
And set the scene for us. Describe what you're seeing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's as expected. He's doing very well for himself. It's a lovely house. It's very untidy, actually. I thought it'd be much tidier than
this.
Let's
bring Greg in here now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Very untidy.
It's a lovely place. You're doing very well.
Thanks, mate.
Anyway, look, I'm here for clues that can help you. So I'm looking at, in front of me right now, I've got a, it's the solar system from the day that you were born.
Right, is this the thing you were saying about Greg?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, yeah, that's, I hadn't thought about that, but my sister got me that for my birthday, I think, or something. And what is it, the start of the constellation, the stars on my birthday or something, what was it?
There's a constellation, and it's in a lovely frame here. It says, look at the stars, look how they shine for you,
yeah.
And then your full name. And it's the star constellation the day that you were born. I'm trying to work out really what we could take from that.
Well, there is another thing, and this, I know this is, this. I am now descending into madness now, and I'm sort of overthinking everything, but if you go into the bedroom... then
which one, the one with the awards in or the other one?
Not the awards room.
The shelves are buckling. If you go into mine and Bella's room, our safe space, there's a thing on the wall which is actually, it's a sky full of stars thing,
like do you know what, Greg? At the bottom of your bed here, you've got a lovely rug. I've got to say, it's a real, you know, like a music video at winter. The kind of thing that you would lay down on. It is wonderful. That is lovely.
Oh, my God. Oh, hang on, I've lost you. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, can you hear me
now?
Oh,
I'm back. Yep. There you go. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think I'm at the point. There's solar system thing on your wall.
Yeah. Does it say anything? Has it got any numbers on it? Just let me jot them down, just so they might be useful.
It actually does. It's got some numbers on there. It says 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Oh. It's just the top of a clock, I think.
Okay.
That's too many numbers.
I don't know. Do you want me to have another just very quick look around the house?
Yeah, sure. Fill your boots, mate. Put some crumpets on if you want. Put your feet up.
I think, right, maybe you should have a shower, Chris.
Yeah?
Because then, like, there might be some numbers, like, you know, like when the mirror steams up and that.
Yes, that's not a bad idea.
Right.
Greg, what would you like me to do? Do you want me to... I'll go to the shower. Here we go.
I wouldn't mind you getting out of there, but, you know...
Well, no, we'll try the shower thing, and then what I'll do is I'll have a quick lay down in your bed and have a think.
Have a what, sorry?
A what?
A think.
Yeah, sorry, the phone cut out at a very bad time there.
And I'll see if I can get anything for us, okay?
All right.
Yeah, but why isn't Bella there protecting the hat? Where is she? She'll come back in a minute and she'll be like, well, what the hell's going on here?
No, she's in meetings, we've checked.
Yeah, there's no wife here. I don't know if that's a clue.
Why would that be a clue?
Right, Chris, do what you want and let's get a song on. I'm going to... I'll leave you to it, Chris.
Take this seriously. I'm getting very hot in here.
Take pictures. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, you're right. We're
yep.
good.
I've literally just seen your Instagram. For people that can't see it, would you like to tell me what you've been doing there?
Well, I'm busy working, of course, but to try and help my mind kind of work out what is a clue and what isn't, I decided to take my clothes off and get into his bed yeah. and just allow myself a bit of thinking time.
Yes.
Which is totally fair enough, I think. But I feel revitalised now and I'm sort of ransacking the place for clues.
Okay, so Greg's not with us at the moment, just you and me. He's gone for a little toilet break. So did you check the shower?
Yes.
The
mirror.
I
briefly went in there and had a good look around. Couldn't see anything there of note. The room I'm in at the moment is an interesting one. It's got loads of set lists, Coldplay set lists. And to the left, though, what really caught my eyes, he's got a massive Arnold Schwarzenegger poster. Huge one.
Okay. Are these helping
at
all?
I'm not sure what we can read
into it.
No. Well, I don't know. That's what I've got to figure out, Scott.
Have you got your blue UV light out and checked all the walls?
Yeah, I'm about to go thoroughly through the bedroom with a blue UV light just to see if there's anything hidden, you know, written on the wall, anything like that. But so far, no. What I was thinking is maybe the Wi-Fi code or something like that.
I was going to say, see what the Wi-Fi password is and see if it's six numbers.
Yeah, OK, bear with us. I'm just going to have a very, very quick look. It's great. I'm really, I really like the freedom I'm getting.
Oh my gosh! Someone's just sent me a photo through of you in his actual bed. I need to put this on immediately.
Yeah, mate. I'm going to do the same in the armchair as well, as you can see there. Hold on, boys. Where's the Wi-Fi? Do we think by the TV? Right. 1 second, guys. I've got some numbers. How many numbers is it that we need, Scott?
Six.
All right. So on the Wi-Fi thing here, I hope this doesn't mean anyone can sort of hack into him or anything.
But... I mean, anyone that lives nearby, Greg, will be able to get free Wi-Fi from now on.
Okay, but it's 748566.
It can't be that. Okay,
no, that's
right.
That's one of the numbers on there. It is. There's some letters as well, but you don't need them, do you?
All right, okay. Well, we'll try that in a minute. We'll come back to you, all right?
All right, mate.
Yeah, just have a little relax in the armchair. Have a little think about what you've done.
That picture of Moyles. I think that's weird, isn't it? He's got really weird stuff around here, Scott. Weirder than your place, you know?
A picture of who?
I think there's a picture of Chris Moyles in here.
All right, do some more investigating. Radio 1's escape room. Right now, Chris Stark is in Greg James's house. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. I think I've got a couple of leads. It's worth trying anyway, isn't it? It's got that kind of time.
I think the going around the house thing is not a bad shout at all. You know, there might be some clues there.
Yeah, you never know. And it's, do you know what? At least it rules this out. Yeah. If this doesn't work at some point, you know what I mean?
Okay, can we speak to Greg now? Is he back in the panic room? Hello.
Hello.
The escape room, not a panic room. Escape room. okay. Chris, do you have any, like, codes that maybe we could punch in?
Well, I was thinking, I just was looking on Twitter at what people were saying, and we could, I don't know if anyone's tried this yet, the classic 31808, which would be booby. I don't know if we've done that one yet.
No,
however,
we haven't.
That's not really from Greg's house. What I've got here is the expiry date of his milk.
Oh, that's
good. We can maybe try that for one.
Let's
go
try
on,
that.
Then. Go on, let's do it.
I don't feel this is productive, but okay. What
20th
is it?
Of February. So 20/02/19.
You got 2 days left on that milk, Greg.
Imagine it was this.
I'm shook.
Funny that.
Yeah.
That would have, at the start, that would have been amazing if that was it.
I was getting ready to celebrate as well.
The game's up.
All right, one more then. Yeah. There's a cookbook open in your kitchen.
Yes.
It's open on a page. I thought we could do the page numbers. Now, okay. The recipe is for baked eggs
with
yogurt and chili.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I know you love your eggs,
this
mate.
Chris, this is an absolute waste of time.
So let's go for page numbers 140 and 141.
I really don't think this house visit's been that productive.
No, it's not been that. Maybe go for the boobs thing later.
No.
I've just seen the video of him naked in my bed.
That's not okay,
huh? That's the marital bed.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Is it the marital bed? I did wonder.
Can we try the numbers from your Wi-Fi code?
yeah, we can do. Okay. Do you want to give that a go?
I've got them. 748-566.
Here we go.
If it's your Wi-Fi numbers, then... All right.
Nah.
In the same way that Chris, the house visit was a complete fail. Do you want to come back then?
I'm coming back to Radio 1. Let's crack on.
Scott Mills.
Every day at this time-ish, we play bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Zach is 15, is on half term and is living his best life. Hi, Zach.
Hello, Scott.
Are you obsessed by hashtag R1 Escape Room?
I have been captivated all day. It's been baffling me and my mother the entire day.
Right, OK. What's your theory then? Because Greg's on with you as well.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Greg. So, basically, I saw that Radio 1 had tweeted a retweet by a man called Aaron, and he had put the song names into the wave grid, and it spelled out First Star. And I did some Googling, and I found out that the oldest star recorded... It's called HD 140283. And, of course, that's six numbers. So I thought maybe that could be a lead.
All right, so you're back onto the stars thing now, right?
I'm back onto the stars, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good research on your part. So what numbers have you got for us?
So 140283. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, let's give it a quick punch anyway.
140283.
Zach, you might have cracked this. You might have cracked it.
Might be it.
Oh.
Zach,
unfortunate.
Well, just quick. I know you want to do bangers, but what was that thing you said before? So you did the. So who's that guy? Aaron on Twitter. I'm just
it's
genuinely
Aaron
sitting on my own.
Loman,
okay.
I think.
Okay, I'm sat on my own looking up leads here. So this helps. Go on.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1 retweeted it.
Okay.
An hour ago, I think.
All right, I'll have a look. And he said that there's 14. I'll have a look. But thank you. That's good.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right.
Thank you.
No worries, Zach. And now you get to pick a banger. Chris isn't back yet because he's been round Greg's house having a snoop around. But he has left me a banger. This is Chris's choice, which is this. Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Harder to Breathe, Maroon 5. Like early Maroon 5.
Hmm. Indeed.
Right, so that's Chris's choice. Or you can have my choice, Zach, which is this. Florence and the Machine. Shake It Out.
It is a tough one.
What do you think?
Okay, it's a very tough decision. I mean, they're both bangers, and Scott, I would usually go for your choice, but it's going to have to go to Chris.
Seriously, even when he's not here?
Even though he's not there. How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So
condescending, unnecessary, but critical. One. The Birthday Girls are back.
Hello. Hello. You obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party.
Oh, yeah.
We've done Pirates. We've done a surprise party. Got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during a spelling test. Because she thought that I was going, this is too easy. But actually, I was just a heavy breather.
So if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girl's House Party. Available now on BBC Sounds. One.
Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting harder and harder to be.
Banger, to be fair. Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe. Okay, there's been a development in the escape room. Greg?
Well, just as Zach was choosing just then, the printer spat out a new message for me. My captors have they're toying with me by sending out messages every now and then. And then this just came out and it says, it's written in the stars. That was the message that said.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about this before, about the song titles from various artists on the Hangman wall behind me, Tiny Temper, Written in the Stars. Tiny Temper, Ellie Goulding's track, we had Starry Eyed, and there's a Coldplay one, Sky Full of Stars. So stars and sky, moon and space and all that kind of stuff is very relevant, I think. So I'm going down that for the next hour or so, or however long. I'm just going to try and crack this weird grid to my right at the moment.
Hey, listen, I've just literally been told that we have two actual stars who want to give the digits a bit of a guess. Are you ready for that?
Okay.
I've got Jessie and Jade from Little Mix on. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hiya.
So, what do you think? Yeah, we're all right. Ask Greg how he is, more importantly.
Greg, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I feel weird. I feel isolated and I feel weird, but it's nice to speak to you.
In that room?
Yeah, it is odd. I think I don't like my own company.
Bad time. Just through the water.
So, have you got guesses? Have you got theories? What's going on?
Yeah, we've just thought a few numbers to help you out.
Okay.
I mean, they don't mean anything.
You just thought a few numbers. We need more than just thinking about numbers. What's your theory?
Oh, we've got very busy day. We ain't got time to think of it.
Just rehearsing for the Brits, you know what I mean,
yeah,
Greg?
Yeah, no biggie.
Right, okay, what are your numbers then? Are these just random ones out of thin air then?
They're ones that are just like... So I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
All right, then.
So we're going for 6.
Yeah.
1-1. Mm-hmm. 2-5-4.
Why are these important numbers to you?
They're not important. I just like them. They roll off the tongue nicely, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
These
are just good
guesses. Sure.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Well, if Little Mick says so, you know what I mean? Put it in.
Yeah.
6-1-1-2-5-4.
6-1-1-2-5-4.
Really? Enjoy-
I mean, if this works.
Yeah, I know. Really enjoying your workings, girls. Okay, cool.
Didn't work,
man.
No.
Ever so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. But thanks very much for your help. And what I see.
You're so welcome. See, enjoy your company.
See you at the Brits, girls. Back
see
to rehearsals.
Brits. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Still here. Greg James. Still there in the Radio 1 escape room. Hello.
Still here.
Still here. Chris in Wolverhampton has been on saying, I had to stop listening at 8:10 this morning. Just switched back on. What is going on? Why is Greg still there? Because we haven't worked out the 6-digit code to unlock the door of Radio 1's escape room. We've all got to work together on this. This morning, Greg James was the subject of the politest kidnapping ever. But now he is... trapped in the Radio 1 escape room. We all need to help him get out. You did say earlier, or did I hear this wrong, that you really want to get out of the escape room, ideally today?
I would love to, yeah. I mean, I want to get out in a few minutes, but yeah. I don't think we're that close to getting the right code at the minute. But
hello thing, it's freaky.
Hello. What clue does that? What does that mean? We need people to help me with this because it's a very weird situation.
Back to reality.
Oh,
sorry.
There was more there. Hang on. Just said hello, and I think back to reality.
Yes, I think it said that.
Hang on.
Also, the printer in...
Back to reality.
Was it definitely back to reality?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got it saying... a weird voice going, hello and back to reality, and the printer in the escape room just spewed out, it's written in the stars. Right, okay, everyone's going on the star thing, so we've got that now, okay? That's definitely part of this. But I reckon we're kind of stuck there. So let's think about like all the other stuff. Apologies if you can't see this. It's on the Red One website, but I'll describe it to you. There's a kind of, in the corner, a terrifying, weird grid formation with three red waves at the top and loads of rows, which all start with the colour red. So is red anything to do with it? I don't know. Chris is back, by the way,
yeah,
from your house.
Right. Yeah, I'm back now.
That photo of you in my bed is... Bella is just like, that's not cool, man.
Oh, sorry. Well, send my apologies, but it had to be done.
No.
I'm sure you understand.
Have you put
the same.
Is that on your Twitter?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, back to the
waves.
She
just said she was going to burn the house down.
Oh, excellent.
Are they definitely waves? Trying to figure this out. Is it like, are you just seeing these things wrong? Because to me, they look like shark fins.
Yeah, okay. It could be shark fins. No, you're right. But there's 11 rows of 7 boxes. And I don't know what that means, but there's a guy on Twitter who said that all the song titles from the artists from the Hangman thing that have to do with stars, back to back, actually fit in that grid. All the letters fit perfectly all the way down to the end.
Oh, right.
But what does that mean? But yeah. that could be a coincidence, but also that's quite a good fit because, you know, all those song titles like Starry Eyed, Written in the Stars, or Sky Full of Stars, all of that fits perfectly from all those boxes.
Also, something I'm absolutely gutted that we didn't do earlier because I just thought of it. The advert that I'm obsessed with, when we were round to your house, we should have done off of the postcode lottery. Someone's knocking at the door. And Matt Johnson pops around.
I mean, there's still
30 grand.
There's still time to pop back, Chris. If
someone's knocking at your door. Someone's knocking at the door. Scott Mills. All these grids and waves and stuff are really making my head fizz because I'm tired now.
It's almost like we aren't equipped to deal with it properly. I think we need to take a different tack, maybe.
It's all a bit university challenge for me. If I'm not going to lie, I can't get my head around it. I don't do grids. Greg, are you there? Are you there, though?
Gregory?
Hello.
Sorry, I should be. You got me.
Oh,
my microphone seems to have given up. Hang on a second. Yeah,
oh, yeah, you're back on.
I'm back. Hi.
Greg, there's a few theories knocking around. This is a good idea, and I was thinking the same as this. Maybe it won't work, but Megan texted in as well, saying the same thing. If you were to say, turn off the lights in there, can you do that? Because what came out the printer again? It said Written in the Stars.
Written in the Stars,
well,
yeah.
Maybe if it goes dark, maybe, I don't know, there's some stars in the ceiling or something like that. Maybe.
Oh, there could be. Yeah.
Maybe we're all overthinking this.
Maybe, but it's worth trying.
Well, I don't know if I can turn the lights off. Can I turn the lights off? I don't think...
Oh, something's...
Turn them off. Oh, hello.
Something's just gone through...
Okay, the lights have...
Is there anything written on the ceiling?
The lights have gone off. There is nothing. Oh. There is nothing here.
I thought I had it.
I've got nothing left.
Okay, Jamie in Cumbria, what have you got?
So, my theory is, you got something from the printer which said, Reach for the Stars, I'm sure you did. Obviously, they're lyrics from the famous song Reach by S Club 7. If you turn S Club 7 in a phone, like, number thing, like it ends up with 725827. I think that's pretty much nailed on, to be honest.
But it didn't say Reach for the Stars, it said Written in the Stars.
What, there was another one which said Reach for the Stars, though, wasn't there?
Okay, so what are you suggesting? You type out the numbers for Reach?
No, for the actual name.
Got you.
Did it ever come out of the print of Reach for the Stars, Greg?
Well, I think Written in the Stars came out. But,
even if it didn't, let's just pretend anyway.
Let's just pretend it did then.
Right. Do you want to give it a go? Or,
yeah, what were we saying?
725.
Yeah.
827.
I mean, I'm going to be surprised if this is the one. I can't believe that. Can you, Jamie?
I'm stumped. I can't believe that.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
I like Chris's theory.
I reckon what's going to happen, the door will eventually open and it will lead to another escape room.
That would do my absolute head in. All right, Graham.
That can't happen because that would be... Imagine, we just do this every day forever.
Yeah.
He just lives there.
So, Greg is locked. He's trapped inside this room. We are trying to work out together how to get him out. And at the moment, let's be honest, listeners, and all of us lot, we're not smart enough. Not right now. We need to discover this code. It's worth saying as well, the correct code is 100% hardwired into the unlock mechanism. So we're not in control of it. If it goes, it goes. It could be like now. It could be days, you know?
It's stressing me out, this, because I've been listening since this morning. It's really hard to go and do anything but listen to this and try and figure it out. I felt like when you went to his house, that wasn't that helpful.
Really annoyed me, because I am competitive like this. I actually thought we would have moved this along quite a bit.
Yeah, no.
We've not helped you too
much. No, not at all. But I feel like we've got to get this figured out. Like, does he want to sleep in there? Probably not.
Yeah, no, there is a bed in there. And a toilet.
Yeah, but still.
And also, he thinks we can't see the toilet. We can. No, we can't, Greg.
Oh.
No, we can't. But it's like a lot of people are saying, like, at work today, they've done zero because, like, people have their laptop or their computer on, but also on, like, a little iPad on their phone next to it, they'll have Greg James' escape room.
Every meeting that I've had today, I've tried to veer towards this.
Have you?
I'll be like, yeah. Yeah, but what about Greg in the escape room?
Have you really?
People get frustrated as well when you can't figure out the clues. Like, someone just texts and going, smash the window.
And at the moment,
just smash through that window, Greg.
At the moment, you can see it on the Radio 1 website. You can see a weird, like, grid and those weird red waves, and you can see the unlock or like keypad, but there's nothing going on. But like people like Samantha and James and Dan are saying there's nothing happening, but I can't stop watching. It's a bit like early this morning when I got up quite early and was watching Cardi B eat a lobster on Instagram Live for a good 10 minutes. Couldn't take my eyes off it.
Is that a clue? No.
That's
no,
not really not a clue.
Scott Mills.
Nelly and, of course, City Spud. Ride with me on Radio 1. Hope you're good. This is Scott Mills.
You're a City Spud.
You are, though. I'm a bit delirious now. How are you feeling?
I'm at the end of it. I'm at the end of my tether. But I'm just going to descend into greater madness as the night goes on.
Yeah.
Because I am nowhere near getting this ready.
No. I'm trying to work out all like the hangman clues as well. I'm like, well, it can't be that, because you haven't snogged Kendrick, Lady Gaga, Coldplay or Tidy Temper.
How do you know?
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of people in One Republic, let me tell you.
That's true, actually, darling. Hey, listen, have you just seen this? Radio 1 put, could really do with your expertise right now at Professor Brian Cox. Greg James is stuck in the escape room. And Brian Cox has replied, what do you need to know?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
No, but this is the door we need opening. This is it.
I reckon we could. I'm gonna pass that on to Grimmy. I'll pass that Brian Cox baton on to Grimmy, and maybe you can get him on because people are so confused by those grids.
There are theories coming in. All the artist names point to the clue star. All the titles go in the grid, and the gaps spell out the anagram the first star. I don't know if this actually works or not. But that could be a thing.
Say that again, Chris. What was it?
All the artist names point to the clue star.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the word star.
Yeah.
All the titles go into the grid and the gaps spell out the anagram, the first star. This is from Chris in Lincoln.
Okay.
I don't know if this moves it on.
Maybe, yeah.
He goes further. The gravitational waves from the first stars were discovered in 1969.
I'm out.
No, that's good. This is good stuff. We need nerds. We need this.
The name of this star was 150914. Maybe that's something to think about.
Well, try it. We try it?
What, 150? What was it? 150914?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let me run across the room.
Grimmy's with you next.
Okay. Hang on, here we go. What? I said, 150914.
This is. I really don't understand this. My brain is lost.
Come on!
I've heard that so many times today.
Sort of, you're telling me. It's sort of desperation now, isn't there? Just being like, oh yes, that sounds good. There's one final piece of paper being printed from my captors, which I'm going to read before you go.
Okay.
You've reached too far.
Oh.
You've reached too far.
Get lost.
Is that a lyric? I'm going to search for that. Hang on.
Tell us get lost.
That might be a thing.
Scott Mills.
We'll be back tomorrow. Don't know what we're going to be doing yet. All depends if Greg can get out the escape room. But anyway, back then. Bye.
Scott Mills.